Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome.
Hello, and welcome to the Expect Butterflies podcast again. I am your host, Alora. Recording to you from my master bedroom closet, the quietest place in my house. I was asked about mantras and affirmations, and I thought this is a great topic to talk about. One of the reasons is because there's some confusion about what a mantra is and what an affirmation is, and also because affirmations can cause a lot of guilt and a lot of grief and a lot of struggle when it comes to positive thought. And I'll explain more as we talk about it. The difference between a mantra and an affirmation is that a mantra is like a sound or a tone that you might use in meditation in order to change your vibration, quiet your mind, and change your vibration. For example, the sound om, right? That is a mantra. There are other mantras that you can look up or even listen to on YouTube, and they sometimes the language is in Sanskrit, so you're getting these tones. The tones actually are important because different tones create different vibrations. Of course, different sounds create different vibrations. So the ah tone, the o tone, the tone, ow, like all these different tones create different resonances in the body when you repeat them over and over again. You get into a more relaxed sort of meditative state while you're doing the mantra, chanting these mantras. Your body relaxes, your breathing relaxes, your brain might go into the different brainwave states, and then you might feel your body opening, your throat opening, the sounds become deeper, more resonant. If you can get into a place where you're doing mantras without embarrassment, right? Wow, they can really change your vibration. If you've ever had singing bowls or Tibetan bowls, people, they take the I'm moving. Can you see me gesticulating with my hands? I'm moving my hands around. I'm explaining with my hands. You cannot see my hands because this is a podcast. But you know, they'll take like the wooden dowel. Somebody's going to come and tell me it's not a dowel. The stick thingy, and they do it around the bowl. The different sized bowls create different frequencies. If you've never had a healing sound bath, oh my gosh, those bowls vibrate. It is incredible. A mantra is a way to sort of make yourself a bowl, to create this type of vibration through sound. There are things called kirtans that are gatherings where people get together and they do mantras together. So imagine a whole group of people chanting. Oh, powerful stuff. So that's a mantra. An affirmation is a statement that you repeat to yourself out loud or in your mind over and over and over again for a couple of reasons. One, it feels good. Often affirmations are used in order to change a belief. Keep in mind, a belief is simply thoughts that have been repeated so often that you believe them. So, for example, money doesn't grow on trees. The inherent belief there is that money is hard to come by, right? It takes a long time to get. It's hard to come by. You repeat that statement over and over again. Money doesn't grow on trees. Now you have a belief that money is hard to come by. So say you don't want that belief. You don't want the belief that money is hard to come by. Well, you got to change the pattern of thought. One way to do that, of course, is to feel grateful for all the money that you do have and notice prosperity when it comes to, I mean, everything's a gift. You get $2 off something at the grocery store, prosperity. A friend buys you an ice cream cone, prosperity. You find a penny on the street, prosperity. I mean, all that's prosperity. But another way to change that thought is to come up with an affirmation that you repeat enough where it starts to sink in. And it could be, money comes to me easily. That could be your affirmation. Money comes to me easily. It could be, everything's always working out for me. I am love and light. My life is amazing and getting better every day. Louise Hay. She passed away, but she was big on affirmations. Her biggest affirmation, and the one, let me talk about Louise Hay for a moment. Louise Hay healed herself from some very serious medical issues, went on to become this powerhouse in the world of positive mindset, mind over matter, the ability to use your thinking and positivity in order to guide your life. So she's got a whole bunch of books out there. You Can Heal Your Life. She even has this really cool book. I even have the app, A to Z. You look up ailments and it'll tell you sort of what the block is and then a positive affirmation or the affirmation that would most likely help with that particular block. And we're talking like you hurt some part of your body or you have some type of an illness. It might be listed in the app because Louise Hay spent a lot of time, decades, working with people energetically, interviewing them, studying them, talking with them, and finding patterns and links between issues in the body and specific thought patterns or beliefs. Anyway, that's pretty cool. But it goes on to affirmations. So she had all these specific affirmations for specific physical ailments. But one, as time grew on, she realized that everything comes to the belief of being worthy and loving yourself, right? Because all of our negative beliefs or all of our challenges come from this core belief. Do we believe that we're worthy of having the best beautiful life, the most joy, the most amazing stuff? Do we believe that we're worthy? And do we love ourselves? Because if we don't love ourselves, we can't let anything in. We can't let it all in, that's for sure. And so she started doing this thing called mirror work where, oh, wow. And if you've never tried it, highly recommend it. And do not feel bad if this is hard to do because it's one thing to say, it's another thing to do it. And even me, this extroverted, positive person, sometimes I'm like, wow, okay, definitely need this work. And it's not always that easy. She says, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself in the eye. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you love you. I love you. I love you, right? The other one is look in the mirror and say, I love and accept myself. I love and accept myself. And it became her overarching teachings that the mantra of I love and accept myself basically is the cure-all for everything. It is the cure-all of everything. If you love and accept yourself, right, you're allowing not pushing. You're allowing all the awesome to come in, and you're not pushing against anything that you think isn't right. And that, of course, is the sweet spot for all manifestation, all health, all healing, all love, all vibration, love being this awesome, awesome vibration, love and appreciation being of like vibration, that type of stuff, similar vibration, like enough vibration. That's what comes to me, like enough vibration. Anyway, so that's the thing about affirmations. The thing about affirmations, to go back to my earlier thing about they can cause a lot of guilt, is people say, just think positive thoughts. How many times? Raise your hand if that's ever annoyed you. It has annoyed me. And again, I'm one of those really happy, happy, happy unicorn, jumping up and down, want to hug everybody type people. And when you are not feeling good, when somebody tells you to just think positive, wow, not helpful. And so now there can be this, I'm doing affirmations wrong and I stink at affirmations I don't like affirmations, all this pushing against affirmations, which, yeah, if the affirmation that you're supposed to be saying does not feel right for you and you kind of want to punch that affirmation in the face, do not use that affirmation. That affirmation is not the right affirmation for you. An affirmation isn't trying to wrestle you into submission of like, I'm going to change your vibration, darn it, whether you like it or not. No, an affirmation is supposed to be a ladder, a guide, a rope, a stepping stone, a path, helpful. It's supposed to be a helpful way for you to guide your thoughts. So for example, if you're struggling with money and the affirmation of I'm a millionaire makes you want to go, no, I don't believe it. And then people are saying, well, you can't have it because you don't believe it. And now you hate affirmations. Again, not the right affirmation. To say money comes easily to me, if that doesn't feel good, do not use that affirmation, right? You want to find an affirmation that is believable enough for you now, that it's a good enough stretch. I mean, we can even use the metaphor or the actual example of stretching. We don't just go to a yoga class or go to a stretching class or whatever, and they say, okay, great, splits, and then like just try and put you right into the splits and push you down and try and make those legs go. No, we say, where's the sweet spot of the stretch, right? How can you stretch your body enough or your hamstring enough or your legs enough or whatever so that it's a good stretch? Yeah, it might feel a little uncomfortable, and you might afterwards have to shake it off a little bit, but you don't limp all day. You walk around going, oh, that was a good stretch. I feel stretched. That is what you want in an affirmation. You want it to be a good stretch, not a painful stretch, but a good stretch. So maybe you think to yourself, how about the affirmation of money comes to me more easily than it used to? Like, oh, money comes to me more easily than it used to. Money comes to me more easily than it used to. In the past, money was a struggle, but now, this is a good bridging technique. Oh, Jacqueline Aldana, the 15minutemiracle.com. Oh, her stuff is phenomenal. She talks about bridging. So you don't want to like take the things that happened to you that you didn't like and pretend they didn't exist. If that feels sort of like you're just sort of sugarcoating stuff, right? But to say, in the past, I used to have a lot of fear around this, but now, okay? The but now part is your affirmation. So you could say, in the past, even if the past was 5 minutes ago, in the past, I've struggled a ton with money, but now, money is becoming a natural part of my flow. Oh, that feels good. Well, if you could say that and not want to... Now, when I punch it in the face, there's your affirmation. Money's a natural part of my flow. And then you can use that affirmation as long as it feels good until a new affirmation comes. Now, what does it mean to use an affirmation? Well, however you like. You can write the affirmation on a sticky note, put it on every mirror, and every time you glance in the mirror, you remind yourself to read it. Some people like to say them in their head. Some people like to say them out loud. Some people like to put them on their screensaver. Some people like to write them or doodle them, write it out every day. Some people will get a piece of paper and write that affirmation 100 times. Again, it wants to feel like a good stretch. If writing the affirmation 100 times makes you hate the affirmation, not helpful. If writing the affirmation 100 times makes you go, yeah, I got this. This affirmation and I are becoming one. Yeah. Then you want to do that. And this, I think, has to come. I see a lot of difference between thinkers and feelers when it comes to affirmations, right? So I'm a huge feeler. I mean, everything goes through my feeling zone and I got to feel it, feel it, feel it. So to me, an affirmation is an excuse to feel better. So if I say, like, I love and accept myself and that doesn't feel good, I'm like, well, what does feel good? Like, everything's always working out for me. Right now, and actually for the last couple years, that has been an affirmation that I've adored because it has allowed me to flow with what's going on. Now, I'm a homeschooling mom. I got 3 kids. My husband works from home. There's like people all around me. So the whole everything is always working out for me really helps me because I often, as I go about my day, I got other people doing things around me. And then I can be like, oh, the dog just did this. Ah, everything's always working out for me. So that one has been working with me. Other times in my life, different ones worked, okay? But I've noticed that when it feels good for me, it works. Now I have some thinkers in my life who are incredibly thinky. Thoughts, 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 logic, 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 logic. And for them, it is almost how do I say this? Like they're wrestling. It's like they're wrestling the mantra to the ground. The mantra's not wrestling them. They're wrestling the mantra. They're like, I'm going to repeat this mantra until it sticks. And they like that. They like the challenge of taking that mantra and just saying it over and over and over again until it starts to feel like a normal thought to them. And then they do that. Okay, that's not me, but it works for them. In fact, I knew somebody who said, I have a lot of fear around money. And I can't, having some blocks about it. And the blocks were going on so long, they got really upset. And he was just like, darn it, here's what I'm going to say. I have so much money that it scares me. Because the idea of having more money at the time, this was years ago, when you have more money, there is more responsibility that comes with it in the degree of like taxes or where do you put it? Like you have to maybe learn about retirement funds or whatever, all the where to keep it and interest rates. Like there's just more stuff that you have to manage when you reach a certain amount of money. And if that stuff in this particular case, the idea of that was a little bit daunting, sort of scared him. He just thought, I'm just going to say, I have so much money, it scares me. And I'm going to not deny the fact that I'm scared. Now that mantra affirmation would not work for me at all. I would just be scares me. And then I would feel my way down the scare zone and I would be all set. But for him and the where he was at in life, that was empowering. He's like, fine, I'll be scared. And sure enough, that year his financial landscape changed. Now once it changed and he became comfortable with that much money, of course that wasn't a good affirmation for him. Okay, so this is all to say, when you look at all the memes and the Instagram photos and all the beautiful things of affirmations out there and you think, I don't know how to do this, you don't know how to do it yet for you. How do I make the idea of choosing a thought that I'm going to incorporate into my consciousness work for me? Because that's what an affirmation is. A chosen thought that becomes a belief that you want in your consciousness. So when you think, what's the right affirmation for me, Laura? I say, well, let's take a look at some beliefs. Is there a core belief that is really, really challenging you right now? And it could be a belief around health, a belief around money. If it's relationships, go for the self-love. I love myself. That one cures a lot of relationships, right? Take a look at what area of life really needs. And then say what? And then ask yourself, what would be an affirmation? I want an affirmation to come to me that is really going to help me design an affirmation that is right for me. See, notice how I'm creating stepping stones. I'm not saying, well, just think up the affirmation. You want to be ready to be ready to be ready for this affirmation. Let the affirmation evolve. Go on this fun clue-allowing journey of allowing the affirmation to unfold. Getting excited about having the perfect for you right now affirmation to come to you also works because the point is you feel better. You're excited. Does that make sense? So if affirmations are working for you for a while because they're a good bridge, great. If you find at one point you're like, I'm not really into an affirmation right now, don't use them. I don't want to say we need to, but I do want to say that we need to cycle through tools. Just like sometimes we want to go on vacation once in a while to change the weather up or whatever it is. Tuning in every day, these things are important. Attitude of gratitude, affirming, gratitude, what's the word, appreciation, right? These things are important. But the tools, like do I mind map and should I do affirmation lists and should I do these tools? It's like, let the tools come when you need them. Okay. Now, all that to say, if you know deep down that affirmations is something that you should be doing and you're using an excuse to not do it because you don't want to put in the work, well, that, you know, then it's like, okay, good. Then you say to yourself, look, I do feel called to doing affirmations. I'm frustrated with it, but I do feel called. And it'll be so great when my relationship with the topic of affirmations is cleared up. My relationship with the topic of affirmations is cleared up so that I can use them or not use them as I choose without wondering if I'm doing it correctly or wondering if I should or not. So have a clear relationship with it, with affirmations. Because your Let me listen to the message. Let me get back into the... I just heard somebody open the door outside. So I'm going to get back in the receiving mode here. When you make peace with the subconscious part of your mind, when you make peace with the subconscious part of your mind, let me say that again. When you make peace with the subconscious part of your mind, that is when the deeper doorways to abundance and all levels begin to open. So allow yourself to allow the process of altering the practiced course of your subconscious to change. And let it unfold beautifully. Let it unfold naturally. And take the time to craft an affirmation that feels right for you. And if in a day an affirmation doesn't feel right for you, ask yourself, have I evolved past that affirmation? Is it time to incorporate something else in this affirmation? Is it time to reach for an even better thought? And if the answer is yes, it's time to reach for an even better thought, then create a new affirmation, right? There are times where you'll want to be more general. I love and accept myself. There'll be times when you're like, I feel like being very specific because there's something specific that I'm interested in manifesting. This land, this energetic universal land of thoughts, words, affirmations is a playground that you get to play in whenever you want to. And that's how I want you to look at affirmations. It's a playground. How do I want to use it? Play. How do I want to play? Yes, so that it is about affirmations. If you have questions, there's the books I sent you. If there's something else that you want me to podcast on or clarify, let me know. And my affirmation to you right now, or the one that comes to me is, yeah, let's put our, I like to put my hands on my heart. Oh, that's the thing I was supposed to say. I find that a physical activity while I'm doing an affirmation, if I really want it to sink in, helps. Sometimes I imagine there's a circle on the floor, and I say, when I step into that circle, I'm going to be in the affirmation place. And so I'll take I'll take a step forward on the ground. I'm like, ooh, ooh. Or I'll put both hands on my heart. Now I'm in the place of affirmation, because the goal is not just to think it, but to feel it. So if you put your hands on your heart, not if you're driving, put your hands on your heart and say, I am perfect just the way I am. And just the way I am not. I'm perfect just the way I am and just the way I am not. I think, why would we talk about what I am not? And what we're saying is, and I got this a lot from the Ernest Holmes Centers for Spiritual Living, you know, appreciating things as they are and as they are not. You are unique, and there are things that you love and there are things that you don't prefer. And when you embrace what you love and what you don't prefer, then in terms of saying, I don't like that. I want something different. And so what is that different thing that I want? In order to know what you want, you have to know what you don't want. Okay? So don't be afraid or upset with yourself about affirmations you don't want. The affirmations you don't want are showing you what you do want. Be radically honest about what you do want. And so it is.
You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Allura Cheek. And I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.